Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I am so glad you're here. It's Wednesday, January the 11th. Early morning drive time means you're listening to me on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Or the legendary afternoon drive time, what does that mean? 920 AM and 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me. I want it to be the best hour of your day. After we're finished being together, you will be the smartest person in the room. I fill our hour with lots of community events, the Joey English Daily Datebook, fun, fun, fun mystery songs, the Desert Datebook, great interviews, great giveaways, and if there's time at the end of the hour, my music. Okay, and when we're finished with all of that, we post it to my website, and my friend And please friend me on my Facebook page. Oh, I keep making these mistakes. In the new year, I swore I wasn't going to. Okay, you know the routine. If you're near your day timer.
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Wednesday, January the 11th is National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. Oh, my stars. The Gand Band is having something called Havana Nights Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th at PS Underground. The website is psunderground.com. The Palm Springs Post, brought to you by the Mizell Senior Center, wants to know if anyone is interested in serving on the board of directors for the Palm Springs Sisters Cities Committee. Their form is online. That would be fun. The Palm Springs Post.com for all that information. The city of Rancho Mirage wants to know they've had to cancel their planning commission. The regular meeting would have been tomorrow, the 12th, but it's being canceled at 69825 Highway 111. The website is RanchoMirageCA.gov. Here comes our legendary friend Wink Martindale with his vintage visit called Those Were the Days. Days and dates and events and music. Perfect. 1 to 3 p.m. today. Legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m., 92.3 FM. And the website for the man is winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, you all at home, send me good vibes. I've got to get through a senior moment. We're building up to Larry Davis from Forest Lawn. In the middle is always Dementia Help Center. Dementia Help Center with Kay Hammond. And we start off with Alan Jensen from
the Neurovitality Center.
How was New Year's?
New Year's was wonderful for us. We had a little Christmas party for our clients, and we had a little New Year's party for our clients.
Really?
Singing and dancing and had a pianist come in and play for us.
Now, when you have a party, do they still use Sunline to get there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the clients come in. We always schedule our parties during our daytime, during the, you know, our regular scheduled time of the center being open, which is from 7:30 to 3:30. And we just plan our parties around that time.
Sure.
So we had a great little Christmas party with little cookies and stuff.
You know, it's not lost to me that no matter what, you'll tell us in a minute what your clients are composed of, but it's so good for these people to have this social interaction.
It is. A lot of our clients, you know, they live alone, or they may have a caretaker that comes in once or twice a week, and that's about it. And otherwise, they are just sitting there by themselves. So they come in, they socialize. We have our little, what we call the coffee clutch.
Oh, a coffee clutch.
Because we have these people that kind of just sit in the dining room and just sit around and talk all day, and that's one of the things that we offer. We have, you know, coffee and tea is always on at my place. You know that. That's how we survive.
There you go. What's your mission statement?
Our mission statement is we treat the person, not the disease.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's
and what are the diseases that you're not treating?
Well, we focus on neurological diseases. So anything that has to do with the neurological, we work on that. A lot of it is stroke, Parkinson's, ALS. We are expanding into dementia, Alzheimer's.
Do all those folks, because they each have a different, not disease, what's the word?
Diagnosis.
Affliction.
Yes.
Diagnosis, good, any of those. They all get along, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're just normal people. They just want to come out.
With different challenges.
Exactly.
There's a good word.
Exactly. And the idea of the you know, we treat the person, not the disease, is, so obviously we're working on them to either help them maintain or even get better than what they are. But we treat them like a person. You know, they come in, they're not a number. And they're not a patient. We don't call them patients. We call them clients.
Oh, see.
And we treat them like a person coming in. Come on, have a seat. Sit down. My office door is always open. I have clients come in all the time. Just sit down, have a cup of coffee with me, chit-chat. My whole entire staff's built that way.
And they're all fully able to have a conversation. They can walk and they're ambulatory. Well, that's same thing, isn't
yeah,
it, Joey?
Yeah,
walking, there you go. Ambulatory.
Someone needs a nap.
Yes. Yeah,
we have, you know, obviously we have people all the way from walking down to who are in permanently in wheelchairs.
Oh, you have that too?
Oh, yes. We have clients that they can't communicate verbally, but we have other ways of communicating with them.
Tell me.
Yeah, we actually have a gentleman. He comes in, and unfortunately, due to his stroke, he is unable to speak, but he can sing.
No, he can't.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
He actually used to work for Disney, and he was a big Disney person. And he comes in, and when we do karaoke or if he wants to say something, he kind of sings it.
How is that possible?
Well, that'll be a Kate Hammond question. No.
She's in the green room.
She's in the green
room
waiting. Yeah. I love passing things off to Kate.
Yes, and we do that, don't we? I've got a question from last Monday from a Joey pal about a new drug for Alzheimer's.
Oh, there you go. Yes. And that's a Kate Hammond
question. That's a Kate Hammond question.
There you go.
How is that possible?
And Kate, you can refer to me on this. We don't really know. It's just the way the brain works.
There used to be a beautiful tapestry hanging in the Rolling Hills United Methodist Church, and it said, "The song is gone. If the music is to continue, we must do the singing." So I started thinking that was a scripture. It's not, or something. Maybe it is. Yeah. But the last thing to go after your cognitive skills and your verbal skills and your ambulatory skills is the music.
Correct.
In your brain.
Music is amazing when it comes, especially when you're dealing with dementia clients and the Alzheimer's in general. There's been amazing studies. I actually did a study at USC.
Because of your musical background.
Right, where we did music and how it can trigger certain things to make people remember stuff. You got to remember, music comes from the creative side, which is the right side of your brain. Mm-hmm. And Alzheimer's and dementia
come from the wrong side.
From the wrong side of the brain. Well, that's your motor functions. Yes. That's what keeps you, you know, moving and understanding and being able to get through life. So be able to trigger those little synapses in your brain is just amazing to watch.
But this is, you've gotten to see this firsthand.
Correct.
A man who cannot speak can sing.
Can sing. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Yep. So we have our clients come from all walks of life, you know, and it's just great to just sit and chat with them, and that's what we enjoy doing, along with our physical therapy and occupational therapy and the speech therapy that we offer at the center. And
are you going to make any big innovations or changes in the new year? I can say it, 2023.
I am currently working, so you know we have two programs at the center. Mm-hmm. We have the CBAS program, Community-Based Adult Services, and then we have our Desert Memory Club, which is open for clients who have dementia/Alzheimer's, focusing mostly on Alzheimer's, but
How's
we take any
going?
Dementia clients. We're good. We're growing. We've got some spaces left open. Okay, Haven.
Just what do
dropping
you do
that little hint
if
there.
If I stop by, if I remember, no, I'm sorry, it's a bad joke. The Desert Memory Club. Get it? Stay with me at home.
There you go.
Okay. What do you do when I walk in the door?
If you're a client through the Desert Memory Club, we have activities that we do with you throughout the day.
Therapeutic type?
Therapeutic activities. Everything that we do at the center. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So in the afternoon, the big thing for most of our clients is they love to play dominoes. And most people think, you're playing dominoes. But we play dominoes for points, which means the client has to count their dominoes, which is making their brain work.
I'm in trouble already.
To remember what points they can gain and what points they don't gain.
Wow.
So simple things like playing a simple game like dominoes can actually be a great memory activity for clients.
Because there are different levels of memory issues,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. So we've got those two programs,
right.
But I'm currently working on a brand new program for people with Parkinson's.
What's it going to be
like? We really want to focus on people with Parkinson's in this program. It's mainly a physical program. So we have this amazing gym. You've seen our gym.
I've seen it.
Did you hear that? You walked right by it.
Yeah.
Which I do every day myself. We want to focus on their physical aspect. So it'll be a program. What we're kind of looking, we're still putting it together, but what we're kind of looking at is they would come twice a week.
Okay.
For about an hour each day.
Oh.
And they would work out in the gym on specific exercises to help them with their Parkinson's.
Okay. Exercises can be created to feature any part of the body.
Correct.
What part of the body does Parkinson's bother or affect the most?
The entire body.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, the entire body. Sadly, it's the entire body.
So you can do almost any exercise.
Correct. Correct. And something as simple as just lifting a 3-pound weight could increase the, you know, unfortunately, Parkinson's is one of those diseases they don't have a cure for.
No.
And it's kind of a, you know, once you get it, you know where you're going. I mean, we all know we're going there eventually.
Yes.
Parkinson's.
Larry's place.
Exactly. We're going to go visit Larry.
Larry
but
Davis.
But unfortunately, Parkinson's, you know, speeds yes. that up a little bit.
I have a dear friend. He's 91, and he just was diagnosed with it. And he has a very slight tremor mm-hmm. in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to be concerned about yet.
Nothing to be concerned about. It's just maintaining, keeping yourself up. Again, what we try to do at the center is we try to just maintain.
Okay.
You know, whatever you have, come in and maintain. If we can help you increase, perfect. We'd love that. But our main thing is to make sure you maintain and you don't get worse.
Gotcha.
So,
where is the center?
The center.
Before you get to Larry's.
Exactly. Before we get to Larry's, stop by us first, and then you can stop by Kay, and then
And then
Larry's.
Go to Larry's.
Exactly. We are located.
We should call it Larry's Place.
Larry's Place. Larry's Stopover. We are at 2800 East Alejo Road in
yes.
Palm Springs. Easiest way to get there is take Alejo from the mountain east, and when you run into the airport, there we are.
Stop.
Stop before you get to the runway.
Bless your heart.
So that's where we are. We see clients on Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 2:30, and our center is open from 7 to 3:30.
NeuroVitalityCenter.org. Phone number.
760-323-7676. Give us a call. We'd be happy to give you a tour of the center.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yep. We offer, you know, for all of our programs, we offer free transportation to and from the center.
Great
we
food.
Offer 2 meals a day. You'll be trying our little lunch today.
Oh, man.
2 meals a day, breakfast and lunch. And, again, the physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, activities throughout the day. If you just want to stop by and just have a cup of coffee, we're there.
The door is always open.
The door is always open.
It's Joey English along from Alan Jensen from the NeuroVitality Center. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.